أهلا وسهلا. Welcome back to F***ed and Blessed. Today is a really exciting episode that we have named Your Hymen is a Myth. Now that we have some basic anatomy down, today we're going to talk specifically about the hymen. بالعربي غشاء البكارة أو البكارة. البكارة. A subject of the utmost cultural biological myth and gendered bull. What is the hymen exactly? Definitions of the hymen teach us that it's something that breaks upon your first penetrative sexual experience, and then that's the end of your virginity and your purity in the end. The real definition of a hymen, per this is Dr. Nagoski's definition, and if you look at most medical definitions, it just says the hymen is a thin membrane along the lower edge of your vaginal opening. That's it. So what's up with the hymen? Why is it such a hot topic? Culturally, men in medicine saw a barrier at the entrance of the vagina and decided that that was the marker of a woman's virginity. There is no biological truth or reasoning behind this. It has nothing to do with biology and everything to do with controlling women. Let me explain. First of all, some women are born with no hymen at all. يعني من يوم ما يطلعوا من بطن أمهم إلين ما يرجع على الأرض ما في hymen. That's one thing. I didn't know that. Another thing is, a lot of women's hormones can change. When you reach 25, 26, what happens for a lot of women is your hymen just starts to dissolve. Hymens don't break and stay broken like some weird freshness seal. If a hymen breaks or bruises, it actually just heals right back up. In fact, Dr. Nagoski teaches us that the more that you stretch a hymen, the more flexible it becomes. Hymens usually don't bleed. This was a huge one for me. So contrary to cultural myths, any bleeding that you might have upon first penetration is way more likely to be because of vaginal tearing and lack of lubrication. Hymens are useless. ما عندهم أي موقع من الإعراب. Literally, hymens have no reproductive value or function at all. It's a leftover tidbit from evolution. زي زايد الدودية or men's nipples. I know that for me personally, these myths really hurt me because I believed them. They made me afraid of my own body and intimacy and sex, and it made me feel like sex is something that should be painful and will hurt necessarily. It also made me feel like a f***ing yogurt. If someone broke my freshness seal, then خلاص, I'm gonna go bad and nobody's gonna love me anymore. I was so scared that I literally called Tampax tampons. I called them from Saudi Arabia, all those sounds, and I was like, guys, I need you to tell me that these tampons are not going to break my hymen, because at school, they scared us. They told us that you could break your hymen from riding jet skis, from riding horses. This is sad. That's not okay. It's very funny, but not okay. This hymen batikh means watermelon, and it means this hymen batikh has led to an entire sick industry that is present all around the world. Their function is to reconstruct your freshness seal once it's been broken. It's called hymen reconstructive surgery, and it's really terrifying. I personally know a girl that I went to high school with whose husband divorced her immediately after their marriage because she didn't bleed. It's worse in other parts of the world. Some women are completely ostracized from their tribes, and some girls are killed. This business needs to stop. We have to understand that this hymen freshness seal stuff is a cultural myth. It does not exist. Someone decided that this was a fact of life, and now millions of women throughout history have carried it as though it's theirs, and it's not ours, and I want to put it down. Your hymen doesn't break. Not everybody has a hymen. You're bleeding because you're not wet and he sucks. Also, I just want to know, just as Dr. Nagoski wants to know, if there is an entire industry for hymen reconstructive surgery when it is a useless, no purpose biological extra like men's nipples. Where is the surgery to perfect men's nipples? Row out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.